Based in Brisbane, Aislinn Sharp is an exciting singer-songwriter on keys. Her songs are passionate, relevant, a bit funky, and performed honestly from the heart. And her beautiful vocal style is influenced by R&B, jazz, and contemporary styles, offering something special for listeners. And I'm very lucky because she's on the phone talking to me right now. So hello, Aislinn, how are you?
Hi, Carrie. Yeah, I'm at the University of Queensland. I'm just laying along the grass.
Oh, very nice. Are you studying at the uni there?
Yes, I am. I study a Master of Organisational Psychology. I'm hoping to combine it with my interest in music to be able to help musicians in the workplace.
Oh, right. Because aren't you also working at the Queensland Theatre Company?
Yes. Well, I was doing a research project there earlier in the year, finding out some data about a new Indigenous program that they're wanting to start up.
So you're a musician. You write your own music and songs.
I do.
And you're on the piano mainly, is it? You play?
Yes, mainly piano and voice, but when I've gone into the studio, we then add other instruments as well to make it more interesting.
You play with other performers as well?
Not as a singer-songwriter yet, but recently I observed a jazz ensemble in the conservatorium foyer playing the Jazz Cafe, and I actually work at the conservatorium theatre as well. And so after work, I saw them playing in the foyer called the Bull Chamber Ensemble after the piano player James Ball, and so I've asked them if they'd be interested in collaborating with me. We're going to try and meet up later in the year, after we've all finished uni, to actually have a jam and see how that goes. So it's definitely a goal of mine to get a band together to perform my album music.
Yeah, and musicians tend to, they get together and collaborate and mix and match and do all sorts of things.
I've got just some singer-songwriter friends who have contacted me recently about just writing songs together.
And you've already done several singles, four, I think.
Right.
Yes, and they're all a bit different.
Yeah, well, with my music, it's influenced by many styles, and originally I'm classically trained. I started on saxophone and then went to the conservatorium studying classical oboe and had the orchestral background. That's when I started to learn piano and also learnt more jazz harmony and theory. So I've incorporated that into my music, but also I've just had this interest in R&B music, particularly a songwriter from America called Kenneth Babyface Edmonds. You know, I guess I have a range of interests and genres that I like, so I think that's evident when you hear my music that I am influenced and like different stuff.
Yeah, certainly is. You had a formal education at the conservatorium, but were you encouraged to be experimental?
I don't know if I was encouraged so much within my classical major at the con to sort of experiment with other styles. But I was actually accepted into the conservatorium as a composer as well, but I could only choose one major, so I chose oboe because it meant I got the regular lessons and orchestral experience. But with my songwriting, I decided, you know what, I never had lessons on how to do it, so I could just keep going with it in my own time. There's a lot of musicians, for instance, Katie Noonan, songwriter who also went through the Queensland Conservatorium. I believe she actually started off as an opera major and then later changed to the jazz stream. I see music as similar, like learning different cuisines when you're cooking.
I can imagine you'd really enjoy the freedom after such a rigid education.
Having a formal education, at least gives you a solid foundation to then move over to other styles. I guess if you learn the theory, they can use your classical language to then teach you what jazz is and what other styles are.
And now your album, On the Couch, is that out yet?
The title track, On the Couch, is out, but the actual full album is still some time off yet. It's basically been limited by the fact that I'm self-managed and self-funded as an independent artist. So I'm doing my best to get it out.
Well, Aislinn, you've got to get off the couch and get doing something.
Nice. Anyway, I mean, the next single is just about ready to go, Alone Bye Bye, and I've just spent months putting together a music video, so I guess that's the next immediate thing, but of course it's definitely a goal to get the full album out soon.
I know that you don't spend a lot of time on the couch because you're into a bit of fitness and running, aren't you?
I certainly do. Mm. Actually, for anyone who's familiar with Brisbane and the Brisbane River, we have the Kangaroo Point Cliffs and Kangaroo Point Stairs. They're notorious for, you know, people going out and exercising first thing in the morning, going up and down. Also on the weekend I did 10Ks in a fun run in Brisbane as well. Yeah, I'm trying to keep fit and active while I do my music and studies as well.
Very good. Well, actually I was at a 10K fun run yesterday.
Oh wow.
But I was the one on the drink station.
Okay, well you're the support team.
And there seems to be a lot of mention of sushi when I read about you to Iceland.
Yes, I'm totally obsessed with sushi. I'm hanging out there a bit. I'm a big fan of, they have mini udons at the sushi train with chicken karage. I also quite a fan of grilled salmon and grilled scallops.
Well, you'll have to just get them 10 kilometres apart and then you can run between them. Now, how about gigs? Have you played at many?
I've done quite a few gigs. We've got a lot of open mic nights in Brisbane, and I've gone to quite a few, from Coolangatta all the way up to Lutwyche and Kenmore, which is sort of North Brisbane. But I'm hoping that when I get this band together, if it works out with the jazz ensemble, the Ball Chamber Ensemble, that I could actually create a bigger event and do a much bigger set, and then actually do more advertising and interviews. To be honest, like, it's good experience to go to an open mic night just for yourself, to get performance practice with your own songs, but not many patrons come along to just, you know, enjoy the music. It's mainly musicians supporting other musicians. I'm always trying to push myself in terms of forming bigger and better goals, and I think that that's the next step up, is to create a band and do something a bit bigger.
And you've got your music on AMRAP, which certainly gets you out there in the community radio area anyway. But of course, AMRAP are in trouble with their funding. Were you aware of that?
I had actually thought that AMRAP might have been finishing at the end of the financial year. That just
yes, well, they didn't. That's right. They didn't get their funding from the federal government in the budget, and they're just being propped up at the moment, and think that at the end of this year, their funding might run out. So encourage everyone to write letters. If you go onto the CBAA website, and there's all information about how you can put your two bobs worth in for the AMRAP program.
I'm totally in support of AMRAP, and they've done a fantastic job, not just with me, but promoting other artists through their website. And I mean, that's how we've got in contact, through the AIRIT program. So I think it's just such a wonderful networking tool that announcers such as Flavo, and then through his contact with you, can discover musicians such as myself. It's been a really awesome opportunity.
Yeah. Well, look, I hope you do really, really well, and we'll hear from you again in future.
Oh, thank you so much, Carrie. And I actually have a new video, like I was saying before, coming out soon, called Alone Bye Bye. And it features dancers that were on Australia's Got Talent this year in the semi-finals, a Brisbane hip-hop group called Runway DC. So that should be up in the next few weeks. I would love to email it to you, and if any of your listeners are interested, they can go and check out my new dance clip.
Fantastic. So that would be on YouTube?
Yes.
Okay, and it's Aislinn Sharp, and you spell your first name because it's a bit tricky.
Yes, it is. It's A-I-S for September, L-I-N-N for November, S-H-A-R-P for Peter.
Okay. Well, Aislinn Sharp, thank you very much, and we'll catch you later.
Thank you so much, Carrie.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.